Namaste and welcome to another episode of the Bharat Vartha podcast. I'm your host, Roshan Karyappa. In this edition of our Long India series, we are privileged to have Mr. Sridhar Venkat, who is the CEO of the Akshaya Patra Foundation, which runs perhaps the world's largest not-for-profit midday meal program, serving wholesome food every school day to over 1.8 million children from 19,039 schools across India. Mr. Venkat has been with the foundation for 14 years now and has held leadership positions earlier across several leading multinationals like Philips, ABB and Cisco. His search for an existential purpose in life made him quit his corporate career and join the Akshaya Patra Foundation. Today, we're going to discuss his personal journey and the work of the foundation over the last couple of decades. So I'm really excited to have this conversation. So without further ado, welcome, Mr. Venkat. Namaste, and thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Roshan. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
You've been with the Akshaya Patra Foundation for about 14 years now. And I was just wondering, have you found any answers to the existential purpose of life? And, you know, what would you suggest to our listeners who are also looking for the same?
Very interesting question, Roshan. In fact, I left the corporate in search of existential purpose of life. So if you ask me to give you a direct answer, my answer is yes. I have found the existential purpose of my life. My bio is a bit dated. Actually, this is my 16th year in Akshaya Patra.
Right.
And it has been a wonderful journey. When I'm saying existential purpose of life, every living entity, every person has a purpose, right? And purpose gives direction in life, and purpose also, the right purpose also a source for happiness, which each one of us is looking for.
Right.
So I found that in Akshaya Patra. It has been a fabulous journey, and I could not have asked for anything more from God. It has been a fabulous journey, very, very transformational, lot of learning, lot of challenges as well, but I think purpose and the right cause, I think, gives immense happiness and immense satisfaction to a person. I found that, let me admit.
Right. Wonderful. That's very inspiring to hear, sir. So, you know, the Akshaya Patra Foundation today is a very well-known organization, and it has been recognized by national and international, bodies across the world, like the World Economic Forum, for example, right? Can you hark back to the time of its beginning and talk to us a little bit about the origin and some of the work that you do?
So, Roshan, as you rightly mentioned in the beginning of our conversation, we are a strategic school meal program with a vision that no child in India will be deprived of education because of hunger. Pre-COVID, we were serving every day about 1.8 million children, 19,000 plus schools across 56 locations, 12 states and 2 union territories. So Akshaya Patra's origin dates back to 1970s. When I say origin, I'm talking of the visionary seed of Akshaya Patra. So India's foremost spiritual master, Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is also the founder of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, the Vaishnava Acharya, he went to the West and built ISKCON. So way back in 1970s, he had built a big Krishna temple near Mayapur in Kolkata. And a big feast was served for people who came for the inauguration. And the feast was served on plankton leaf. And after the feast was served, you know, everybody had a great feast, and Prabhupada was resting in his apartment. He heard cries of children. And when he opened his apartment window, he saw street children fighting with stray dogs for leftover scrap of meal, food. Tears rolled down from his eyes. And he said, "Today we have invited the Supreme Father here in this temple. Wherever there is father, his children should not go hungry." And he gave a mandate that in a 10-mile radius of any center he builds, a temple basically, no one should go hungry, especially children. So this was the vision we see, and he created a program which, you know, distributed large quantity of food across. But 30 years later, it bore fruit in the form of a secular foundation called the Akshaya Patra Foundation. Swami Madhu Pandit Dasa, who is the current president of ISKCON Bangalore, Swami Chanchalapati Dasa, who is the vice president of ISKCON Bangalore, and Mr. Mohandas Pai and a few of their friends, they all got together and formed Akshaya Patra way back in 2000 we were just serving 1,500 children and 5 schools. From there, we have grown. So this is a little bit about Akshayapatra.
Wonderful. Really wonderful. Very inspiring to hear. What would you say is the basis of your sustainability and the amount of impact that you have been able to cause? Because you have been doing this for over 2 decades right now. And oftentimes we find that, you know, translating our mission into reality on the ground is a very arduous task, right? So, you know, the foundation itself has been through a 2-decade journey. What would you attribute its success to?
So, Roshan, if you ask me, there are 2 factors I would say I'll attribute the success. One is we are doing God's work. Second is there is a lot of missionary spirit and professionalism in Akshayapatra. So if I were to describe Akshayapatra as a person, it has mind of a corporate and heart of a not-for-profit. So this is a very unique combination. Typically, what happens is when you have an organization, in the initial stages, there's a lot of missionary spirit. And as you become big or bigger, you know, a lot of processes take over and the missionary spirit comes down. But Akshayapatra somehow has been able to balance missionary spirit and professionalism. And I think that is what is showing impact on the ground. So we have a fantastic team of missionary volunteers, about 200 of them, who have dedicated their life for the cause of Akshayapatra. And about 7,000 staff members across the country who get up every day in the morning, the sole object of how to ensure a hot, safe, nutritious meal to children day after day. So if you ask me, I will attribute this to missionary spirit and professionalism and hard work and dedication of people who work in our locations, who fundraise for us, our finance team, marketing team, operations teams, projects. I think it's fantastic teamwork.
Right, right. So one last question on, you know, the mission as such, and before, you know, we move on to some of the logistical aspects and how it is run on a daily basis. Again, for that mission to have not waned at all over the last couple of decades is a very special thing, right? For you personally, what is it that keeps you excited to wake up every morning and do the work that you're doing?
I'll give you one example, Roshan. Okay, so then you can understand what keeps us, you know, so motivated and inspired. This was pre-COVID time. I was in my office. So I heard some noise. Okay. And I came out of my office. So 5 young government school students, they were wearing the blue uniform, Bangalore school uniform. They were navigating a robot into my room. They had come to show a robot which they had made. We were running a program called Just Robotics. In some of the government schools. By the way, it has lot of participation from the students on the front. Probably the most signed up class in the school was the Just Robotics class. So these 5 students, youngsters, they will be 12, 13 years of age. They were navigating a robot and they came to show me a robot. So they brought 2 robots. One was a color recognizing robot. Another was a traffic signal recognizing robot. And they had built this from scratch. When I say scratch, they had built it from scrap, not scratch. They had built it from scrap.
Wow.
Okay. And they were so happy to show that to me. And I could see how good food and coupled with good education, how it can transform lives of so many children. So when you see children are our future, Roshan. So when you are able to give them good food by which they're able to come to school, food becomes an incentive and good meal becomes an incentive for these children to come to school and they get good education. Within one generation, they can break this cycle of poverty and hunger. Within one generation, they can pull out their family from the vicious cycle of poverty and hunger. I think that is what personally inspires me. And I'm sure that is what inspires all my team members. Like this, there are thousands of case studies, you know, children becoming MD in obstetrics, MDS, master in dental surgery, engineers, doctors, chartered accountants. And these are children who come from humble families. So they have been given wings to their dreams by good food and good education. And I think our Indian children, like any other children, are amazing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, a good meal is such a basic aspect of our lives, absolutely, right? Absolutely. So,
very Roshan, you know, you realize the importance of a meal when you miss a meal,
yeah,
or when you miss meals.
Right.
When someone misses a breakfast, lunch or dinner, and next day he or she has to attend some meeting or conference or forget breakfast, lunch or dinner. Even if somebody misses dinner, next morning what you have in mind is only where will I get good food, right? So meal become a very, very important part of and many of us take it for granted. I used to take it for granted actually till I joined Akshaya Patra.
Right, and especially for children as well, it's such a central thing.
Absolutely.
You know, let's talk about the way you deliver these meals itself, right? Last mile connectivity is a very difficult problem to solve in India, right? I mean, we're famously short of, or infamously short of capacity for these things. Can you talk to us about how you cultivated the reach required to support the people who are really in need? And, you know, I'm sure that COVID would have made things a lot more complicated. So could you also talk about, you know, how you are managing some aspects in the post-COVID world that we're living in?
So Roshan, let me put it in two parts, this answer. One is to do with our regular midday meal activity, which is our flagship program of Akshaya Patra. So we are a public-private partnership. We do this program only in government schools. 99% of our reach is for government schools. India has got about 1.2 million government schools, over 100 million children who go to government schools. And Akshaya Patra caters to about 1.8 million children out of this 100 million. So we are about 1.8% of this. So the first and foremost criteria or reach when you speak about, we get those children who go to government schools. And these are children who come from the bottom of the pyramid. So that is number one. Number two, Akshaya Patra, as I mentioned earlier to you, has a very passionate team of young team members, kitchen operations people, marketing guys, finance. So they all come together and create a good logistic mechanism, which reaches meal to the needy children in the classrooms on time, day after day, every day. So we have over 2,000 vehicles which are plying across the country during pre-COVID time. And these vehicles, we call them buses of hope. And these vehicles are, they are insulated vehicles and they deliver hot food day after day to 1.8 million children. There is a lot of planning when it comes to location of the kitchen, finding out. See, for example, another important aspect is we ensure that we cater to the local palatal preference of children. So that is another aspect which is very, very important. We don't want to give what is left over to children. Every day, food from scratch, you know, scratch cooking actually in Akshaya Patra. If you ask me, logistics, a lot of planning, volunteerism, dedication of our staff members, and scientific methodologies to ensure the overall cycle time is kept lower, efficient and effective. Of course, we have a long way to go in improving things, but I would say there is a kind of a method what we have adopted and we are continually improving it. On the post-COVID front, Roshan, you know, our installed capacity is 2.2 million meals in one shift.
Wow.
2.2 million hot cooked meals in one shift. So when COVID struck, schools came to a screeching halt. Now, what Akshaya Patra did, we quickly repurposed ourselves and from food for education, we re-strategize and repurpose ourselves to food for relief. Used our kitchen infrastructure for having cooked meals and also ration kits, happiness boxes for children. And since the time COVID struck in March 2020 till now, we have served close to 140 million servings in the form of cooked meals as well as in the form of dry rations.
Wonderful. So one of the things I wanted to delve deeper into is the challenges of delivering a hot, well-cooked meal to a child, right? You know, one of the things you mentioned is that, you know, everything is cooked fresh and it is delivered to the kid wherever the schools are and so on and so forth. Can you talk to us about some of these challenges that you have to overcome in order to achieve these things?
Roshan, when you run a public-private partnership, right? So let me tell you, our cost of meal is about 14 rupees. Okay? Let's take for a ballpark number, 15 rupees. Okay? And 6 rupees is what we raise from the government, get from the government, in the form of cash subsidy and grain subsidy. 9 rupees is what we raise. So every child we add to the system, there's a 9 rupee deficit. For a million children, there's a 90 lakh rupee deficit per day. So one of the challenges to ensure adequate working capital to run the program. Second is, as I mentioned to you, we serve hot, nutritious, safe meal to children. How do you ensure that the meal at the consumption level is safe and yet tasty and within the budgets which we have? So that's another challenge, because hot cooked meal, if it is consumed beyond a particular time, can go bad. Third is, you know, to ensure that, you know, the passion with which the founders started this program, the passion remains intact and that rubs across the organization in the form of, because it's not easy to cook meals for 1.8 million children day after day. So how do you keep them motivated?
Right.
Okay. So these are some of the challenges.
Right. So let's move on to one of the aspects of Akshaya Patra that enables this kind of flawless execution, right? Which is the technology and processes that you employ. So the kitchens, what I hear is it operates on that Six Sigma methodology, right? And also you employ a considerable amount of technology as well. Could you talk about these technology stacks or, you know, processes that have enabled you to deliver these meals to the children?
So Roshan, let me give you a flavor of the scale of Akshaya Patra. Okay, then we'll come to technology. It took us about, from the year 2000, took us about 12 years to reach the first cumulative billion meals served.
Wow.
From there, it took us 4 years to reach the second cumulative billion meals served. And from there, 2.5 years to reach the third cumulative billion meals served. And we had the Honorable Prime Minister of India coming for the 3 billionth meal commemoration. On an average, during pre-COVID time, we handle about 400 tons of food raw material every day across these locations.
Wow.
Okay. Now, coming to technology, what Akshaya Patra has done is many of the processes which are there in the for-profit sector are also deployed in the not-for-profit. The centralized kitchen infrastructure itself is designed keeping a lot of principles that are there available in the industry. In Akshaya Patra. Many innovations Akshaya Patra has done, and you mentioned about Six Sigma initiatives and all these initiatives we do to optimize on cost. Every paisa we save, Roshan, can help us feed 4,000 children without any additional fundraising. Okay, so that's the scale which I'm talking about. Right. So some of the frugal innovations Akshaya Patra has done is the roti making machine, which is very famous. Okay. We have a roti making machine which can make 40,000 rotis per hour. Everything developed in India.
Right.
Okay. And this was developed by our missionary volunteers along with the Sardar in Punjab. Okay. Then if you come to our Bangalore kitchen, this is North Indian kitchen sampling of the roti making machine. If you come to our Bangalore kitchen, you can see a three-tier kind of a model where we have used gravity for movement. Then we have silos, we have conveyor belts. So a lot of Kaizen initiatives happen in Akshaya Patra, small, small improvements, which lead to a big cascading effect. And Akshaya Patra recognizes and rewards innovation. And so that's a culture that has been set. And we want to further improve. We are looking at newer models of doing. So I think it's a question of technology mindset, because our operation leaders and the team members, senior people, they come from technology background. So they try, and Akshaya Patra allows experimentation. So when you have something like that, then your risk-taking appetite is very high. There are so many things we have done, vegetable cutting machine, so many things. I would invite you and the viewers to come and visit us once COVID settles down.
Definitely. I mean, it would be a fascinating experience. You know, along the conversation, you also mentioned working with the state and central governments, right? I mean, what has that experience been like, you know, for the foundation? And, you know, how did you develop that relationship?
So, Roshan, we are a public-private partnership, as I mentioned to you. We work very closely with the government of India and various state governments. The midday meal program under which Akshaya Patra comes is an initiative of Ministry of Human Resources Development, Government of India. If you ask me, one of the prime reasons for Akshaya Patra to scale up is this public-private partnership. And Union Government of India, as well as various state governments, the bureaucrats, ministers, politicians, they all have been very, very supportive of Akshaya Patra. In fact, even during the COVID time, we all got together and tried to do our best. So I'd say Akshaya Patra probably is one of the most successful public-private partnerships in the country.
Right. So, you know, earlier we had Mr. Sridhar Vembu on the podcast, and he is a big proponent of, you know, corporates serving the community. And, you know, you have spoken about something similar in past interviews about, you know, corporations and governments working together to ensure that, you know, we're more resilient to disruptions like COVID and so on, right? So if there is a senior corporate leader who's listening to this podcast, what would you say they should do, you know, in order to be in tune with this mission?
Roshan, if a senior corporate leader is listening to this podcast, first of all, I would like to thank all the corporates who have been supporting Akshaya Patra, and all the corporates have been supporting many other NGOs like Akshaya Patra, because corporate India has been very liberal. Of course, they can do more, but they've been very liberal in support. And the COVID time is a classic example of how corporates have come forward. So my request to the corporate would be to think long-term. Impact doesn't come in few months or few years. Even to educate a child, you need 10 years, even assuming the child is going to only study till 10th grade. So I would say, please think long-term. Try to be as consistent as possible in your funding. If you can't increase, at least let it remain the same for a longer period of time, and longer the period, you will see transformative impact.
Right. Would love to delve upon your personal experience and how that has impacted your work at the foundation, sir, in the last questions that we have. So, you know, you have had amazing experience at some of the world's largest multinationals, right? And you've been in leadership positions in these places. What have you carried in terms of, you know, your principles and so on from this experience that really helps you in your current role as CEO of Akshaya Patra Foundation?
So Roshan, when in a not-for-profit which deals with government money, which deals with money of donors, our value system is very, very important. I always believe that ideas create and values protect. So it's a very famous saying. I strive to implement this in my not-for-profit life in Akshaya Patra. That's number one. Second is, I do not distinguish so much between a for-profit and a not-for-profit. So if you come to Akshaya Patra, we have implemented almost all the things what a corporate will have. So if you look at our HR, we are a great place to work, certified for 5 years in a row, our central office. Okay. We have IT. Our CIO is from one of the best firms in the country, actually, right? Our marketing team, if you look at marketing team, they all come from professional backgrounds, right? So we work as much or maybe more passionately than what a corporate guy would work. Okay. So what we have tried to do, Roshan, in Akshaya Patra is to run Akshaya Patra like a corporate, but with limitations of a not-for-profit, with a passion of a not-for-profit. Okay? So why am I saying limitation? For example, unlike a corporate, let me give you an example. For the first 12 years of Akshaya Patra, we ran Akshaya Patra without any reserve. Even when we reached the 1 million mark, we were raising funds and feeding children. So this is unheard of in a corporate. The corporates have a lot of reserves, right? So these are some unique things which we did in Akshaya Patra. I would say corporate, if you look at our financial management, a lot of principles of corporates we apply. Okay? Project management, because my core team members, they all come from very good corporate backgrounds. Mm. They have been successful leaders in their own field. And they have brought those experiences and have applied it here. And so I think it has been a very fulfilling. Akshaypath is a great platform for a good corporate guy to implement what he or she has learned in corporates and apply it in bringing smiles in life of millions of children.
Right. So your life is a fabulous example of someone who achieved excellence in the corporate sector and then moved to the social sector as such. And indeed, many of us, feel like, there is a second or third chapter of our life that, we want to move to beyond whatever we're doing right now to really impact society at large, right? So for people who are listening, who feel this way, what is your advice to enter into the social sector and, cause significant impact?
If anyone who's listening is interested in social sector, let me tell you, social sector in our country is transforming a lot. It is becoming, I would say there will be a social sector wave in the country. You'll have people from good corporate leaders getting into, and already this is happening. And I'll say more and more will be happening. And a lot of youngsters from the corporates may even want to join not-for-profit sector. So my suggestion to them would be passionate about the cause which you have chosen. Take time to choose the cause. Take time to choose the cause. And once you have chosen, stay put for a longer time. Because I mentioned earlier, if you want to create impact in any field, you need to spend a considerable amount of time to bring impact. That's what I would suggest.
Right. You have personally undertaken many multiple different projects, right? And you are very passionate about education itself. Could you talk to us about some of these initiatives that you've undertaken, in terms of education, in terms of impacting, underprivileged communities and so on and so forth? For example, I think earlier in the conversation, you mentioned this robotics class, which the children really like. Are there any other such initiatives aside from the midday meal itself that we should know about?
So Roshan, our flagship program is the midday meal program, okay? But we run many initiatives under the umbrella of NEST. NEST means National Endeavor for Student Transformation. So we run a program called Giving Every Dream a Chance, where we mentor government school children. So there's a mentor-mentee kind of arrangement done by Akshay Patra, and children get benefited of that. So far since we started the program, about 4,600 children have been benefited of the Giving Every Dream a Chance initiative. I'll just give you one example in Giving Every Dream a Chance. We had this boy who came from a government school, came from a very poor family. And our team visited his home. It was raining. So it was rain all over in his home, holes on the roof. Such a poor family came from. But this boy had one unique ability. Whatever was there at home, he would cook and whip up a great meal. So our team spotted him and connected him to one of the best chefs in Bangalore, from Taj. And this chef trained him on hygienic cooking, how to have, how to whip up a nice meal, and he learned for 45 days. And we created a wow moment for this child in Taj, the chef invited, and food critics were called, and this boy cooked a meal, and everybody were, licking their fingers. So that was a wow moment, and Taj gave him a job after they promised him that we will fund your education, and they gave him a job after that. So like this, we have supported many children. So this is Giving Every Dream a Chance. Then we run a program called School Rejuvenation, where we take up government schools and rejuvenate them from an infrastructure perspective and making it more vibrant, making more children friendly, and making sure that there is a kitchen garden, there is a good classroom. So we are undertaking student school rejuvenation programs. We also run programs like Just Robotics, as I mentioned to you, where we have connected government school children with not-for-profits and organizations like Just Robotics. We have tied up with many music academies. One of them is Shankar Mahadevan's Academy for the government school children. We have tied up with Brett Lee's Academy.
Okay.
So like this, we keep doing different initiatives. We run a school in remote part of Tripura in Kashirampara, where we give food and education. So when the year one, around 300 children. So this school is in the midst of a jungle near Agartala in Kashirampara. And today, from 300 odd children, today we have about 1,000 children who have enrolled. Okay, it's a tribal area. So like this, we keep doing different experiments. And once they scale up, we will have them, you know, into a separate foundation, because our main focus of Akshaya Patra is a meal program.
Right, right.
We believe focus is key to scaling up.
Right, right. It's wonderful how you are able to balance all of these initiatives around this core mission. That's truly amazing to see. So this has been a wonderful conversation, and we have understood various different aspects of the foundation itself and the wonderful work that you're doing. You know, before we end this podcast, this series is called the Long India Series, and we speak to people who are optimistic about India's future. So it's customary to ask, you know, from your perspective, what are you optimistic for going into the future?
I am not optimistic, Roshan. I'm very, very optimistic about India. Okay? Because Indian children and Indian youth have immense potential. We are, I think nothing can stop us from becoming a superpower or a world leader in any field which we choose. What we need to do is to give them wings to their dreams, give them a platform to express themselves, give them confidence. So if we do these few things, give access to good food, give access to good education, if you're able to crack these, you know, seemingly simple problem, but a big one in terms of scale, and it's very much possible to do. And I think Indian government, as well as various state governments, have taken the right steps. So I believe in the next one or two decades, India will be a force to reckon with.
Right.
I'm very, very confident about it.
Right.
And we have youngsters like you who are already transforming the society.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your very kind wishes. And this has been a fantastic conversation, very inspiring. Certainly a conversation that I will be revisiting many times over. Thank you again for spending your precious time with us, and look forward to working with you in the future and also shining the light on some of the very inspiring activities that you and your foundation have been doing.
Thank you, Roshan. Such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you
for the opportunity. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Bharat Varta podcast. If you want to see more content like this, then don't forget to subscribe to our channel. We started Bharat Varta to facilitate long-form discussions on politics, policy, and culture. We don't necessarily endorse anything that was said in this episode. If you wish to offer us feedback, do reach out to us on social media. We are at Bharat Varta on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You could also get in touch with us on our website, www.bharatvarta.in. The links are in the description below. Until next time, stay safe, take care, and Jai Hind.